This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again for the news. Oh, that's the wrong one. Sorry.
Excited.
News. No. News. No. News. No.
Our only real hope has to decide.
Is it news? Nope. Or is it news? No.
Or nope.
The name of this is news or nope. Much like in the very famous song by Taylor Swift, "Shake It Off." She never says the F. It's a shake it off. A shake it off. She doesn't say off.
I don't think that's true, but.
And so the fact that Tiak just enunciated the P as hard as he did.
Yeah, we get some confusion, I think.
Really? From whom?
Texters.
Okay. Are they really? What
is that? People say, like, why are you saying no in the song, in the open, when it's news or nope?
I would say I read 99% of the text. I've never seen that one.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
Put your phone down.
Maybe it's been a while, but...
Oh, good evening.
I don't want to go.
Welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'm pretty upset.
Oh God.
I think Slacker might be upset. I'm not sure.
Oh.
TAC 2, maybe.
Oh,
the New York
airing.
Times places the mini crossword behind a paywall after a decade of free gameplay. The mini crossword, not Wordle.
No, I thought it was a mistake this morning.
No.
Today was day one of it because I did it yesterday.
Yep.
And then I hit it and I was like, I keep hitting this thing and it's like subscribe. And I'm like, no, that's if I want to play older days.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Erica, I was so mad this morning. And then I had forgotten about it. I went on and played Strands and Connections.
Have you been playing Pips?
I tried it one time. I don't understand it.
No, but I play emoji game on Apple News games.
Pips is like a domino thing, and I don't understand it.
My sister's been playing it. I think I need to update my app because I'm not seeing it. So
it's above. It's before Wordle now. They moved it above Wordle. So it's crossword, Pips, then Wordle. So I play Wordle, Connections, Strands, Mini, not anymore.
Yeah.
And Tiles. What's the other one?
Oh, wait. I was thinking Strands.
Strands, yeah.
Strands is what I was said was
Yeah, Strands.
Well, the New York Times says, this decision reflects our belief that all of our journalism, including games, is worth paying for. And you can't argue that. Like, I get it. This is probably a huge money maker for them.
But I watched the ad.
Yes, you can argue that.
I can absolutely argue that. I watched the ad. I've bought the stupid tea that's on the ad almost every... Like,
but like,
no.
I guess technically our form of media is free.
Yes.
Yeah.
You just have to listen to the ads. You don't even have to do that. You
right.
should.
Because otherwise, it's not journal. Like, whoever, Tracy Bennett, I think is her name, who comes up with Wordle every day.
Not all of them.
I've never told you guys.
It's just a word.
A close family friend of mine knows the person who created Wordle. Like, legit.
Are they? No, you wouldn't be a billionaire because we're not making any money.
They got bought once and that was that.
Oh, okay.
Wow. But anyway.
This is.
Yeah.
the way the Taylor Swift news hit you two,
this is
hitting me. Like, I had forgotten about it. I would have remembered tomorrow when I try, because that's the first thing I do when I get up. Before I even get out of bed, I'm like, get your brain firing.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, because they're kind of like smart guy words. I got the Wordle in 3 today, by the way.
That's great. You'll never get the mini again.
Why are you trying to hurt me?
I'm not.
What is wrong with you?
I'm hurt, and hurt people.
Jesus. That was...
Good evening.
Good evening.
More bad news for Erica.
What?
A new survey's out. There's nothing that people hate spending their vacation days on anymore...
I saw this.
...than going to someone else's boring, stupid wedding.
I actually understand, because I have spent years worth of vacation going to other people's weddings. So you know what I expect? Everyone's going to show up to mine, baby.
No.
Well, you guys don't have to take vacation, so.
Yeah, we do.
No. I mean, you can if you want.
We're going to be hungover.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to be able to work. Yeah, I'm going to be real hungover. What's your bar tab? Who's single in your family?
Ooh, open bar.
No one single in my family.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not a fanatic about their status. Okay. No, I saw that survey and I could not agree more.
Yeah. The average American worker gets about 10 vacation days a year, and a third of them are spent on other people's stuff, and people
don't
like
that. It's maddening. It's like, oh, there's a family reunion. They're like,
But this, now that I'm a parent, I realize all the times my dad would take off of work to just move me and stuff. And yeah. It's like, that sucks, man. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dad.
Yeah, kids are awesome.
Your kids will ask you to do the same someday, so it's okay.
They'll ask.
Yeah, well.
All right, no Wordle and stupid weddings. This has been a great day.
Aaron, good evening.
Good evening.
This week, the trial for Cardi B started.
She's on trial for what?
She was attacked at a medical facility in 2018 by the security guard.
It's not a trial against her.
Yes. The security guard is suing her for $24 million.
He attacked her. She attacked her. And then
what has happened in this trial is hilarious.
I have seen a lot of like weird clips about Cardi B. So what's happening?
The security guard, the alleged victim, Imani Ellis, has the worst lawyer in history who's asking terrible, useless questions.
Okay.
To the point where Cardi is on stage laughing.
Did you see the wave one?
Yeah.
What?
Literally asked why your hair was black today. It's blonde today. What's that with? Like, why?
And she said, are they real? Is it real? And she said, they're wigs. It's a wig. And she starts laughing. They're like, well, I didn't know that. I'm sorry. And she's like, okay.
Useless.
How is that a question in a $24 million lawsuit?
It is so funny. And then there was another time where, because she was pregnant at this time, and she was like, I was scared. I was being attacked. She was like, why were you scared? Why didn't you call for help? She was like, I was pregnant.
What are we talking about? So is this the new Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial?
Yeah.
Like, we gotta,
it's so funny. Like,
Cardi.
Cardi. Cardi.
All right, we're going to come up with an occasional Cardi update.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.